Welcome to this edition of City Watch. I am Greg Oberon, City Councilman at Large, and today what I thought I'd do, we're in the middle of budget season, and what I thought we'd do is talk a little bit about how local government is organized and funded, so you can kind of follow us along as we talk about everything that when we get into our budget discussions. First off, we are a home rule charter community. We have 7 elected council members and 1 elected mayor who does not vote. The council members are divided into 4 wards. First ward being more southern Clinton, second ward just north of that, third ward is kind of 13th Avenue North and North area, and then fourth ward is north in, most people refer to it as the Lyons area. And then there are 3 council members at large. Doesn't really matter where they live, it's just that they represent the whole city. The mayor is a non-voting executive officer. There are staggered 4-year terms, so 4 of the members are elected at 1 year, and then 2 years later, another 4 will be elected. And pretty much in a home rule charter community, we are ongoing with what we're doing. Also, we have 14 different departments. In order, they are the administrative department, airport, fire department, community development, engineering, finance, library, MTA transit, human relations, parks and recreation, police, public relations, public works, and the regional wastewater reclamation facility, or the sewer plant. These 14 different departments have different responsibilities, and some of them are a department just in title without any staff or just maybe 1 staff, whereas other departments like police and fire have like 40 or more staff members. And so the different departments are responsible for an individual area of operation within the city. The department heads do meet once every 2 weeks during the course of the year and talk about things that are of mutual interest and also that are upcoming that will affect the entire community as a whole. Besides those departments, there are different city council committees that are also commissions or boards. There are actually 23 appointments that the mayor makes for all these different boards and commissions. Starting out with the Advisory Appointments Committee, they usually are looking for volunteers to serve on these different boards and commissions. And if you have an interest in any one of these 23, you can certainly fill out an application handled through the city clerk's office. And they're the ones that will call you and say, hey, how you doing? What are your interests are? What's your skills and aptitudes? And why do you want to be on a certain board or commission? There are actually 2 commissions that are also funded a little bit differently and organized a little bit differently than these boards and commissions, and that's the Library Commission and the Airport Commission. Those areas have separate funding streams, not only through regular property tax and city tax dollars, but also from state and federal. So they are actually a commission. One other thing we want to talk about shortly is about funding. There are actually 4 different types of funding mechanisms that the city has. One is proprietary funds. The second one is special revenue funds. The third one is capital improvement bond funds. And the fourth one is the levy rate. The levy rate is one that you see on your tax bill. The capital improvement plan is usually bonded for both for general purposes or essential purposes. Special revenue funds are things like the hotel motel tax, the gaming tax, the SMID, which is the Sustaining Self Municipal Improvement District. There are grants that we get all the time for different projects that we're doing. And the proprietary funds that locally we call sewer, solid waste, airport, marina, and MTA. In the operational expenditures, aside from the revenue side, the general fund and all the different funds, usually about 80% plus are just for personnel cost. So that's one of the things that we have to always consider when we're putting together a plan. One last little note, if you see a concern or have an item that needs to be fixed within our city, and we call it report a concern, it's called C-Click-Fix, and fill out a new report. It's right online, and that way we can go very easily from what you see, like a pothole or trash not being picked up, to a report to get it completed. Well, that's all the time we have for today on City Watch. We will talk to you next time.